Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This has been a particularly difficult year for U.S. veterans and active members of the military. The fast and violent end to the 20-year war in Afghanistan in August left many troops reeling. And there was another blow the next month when the government released sobering data showing military suicides rose 15% last year. A mental health center in Boston for veterans and active duty service members called Home Base says it's seen an uptick in calls for help this year. WBUR's Lynn Joliker met with veterans who say the clinic's holistic approach to care has helped them cope.
Air Force veteran John Hicks pencils lines to create definition on a papier-mâché theatrical-type mask he's holding. He'll paint it next.
Kind of like movie star-ish on the outside to show that, like, put-together face, you know, that you're trying to show. You know, the big beaming grin with the little cartoon, like, you know, glint off the teeth kind of thing.
Hicks has always loved art, but it became true therapy for him this year.
Then the inside will just be, you know, kind of raw and not so put together.
He's demonstrating what he does in art therapy sessions at Home Base. It's part of Mass General Hospital and was founded in 2009 with the help of the Red Sox Foundation. The clinic expanded 6 years ago and moved to a state-of-the-art facility in Charlestown. The mask painting is meant to help the vets process what they're feeling inside. Jennifer Nealand, an expressive art therapist and licensed mental health counselor at Home Base, watches Hicks create.
Do you feel like it supports the rest of your day, the rest of your week?
Yeah, I think so. I think it, you know, at least I feel as though I can often worry less.
Hicks is about to turn 40, and he's from Weymouth. He served in the Air Force from 2001 to 2010. He trained as a Middle East language specialist and analyzed intelligence in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. It was a lot of pressure for a man in his 20s. He had to figure out where the enemy was, information that got relayed to troops on the ground.
Like knowing that those guys were getting put in danger, and like if you didn't do your job well enough, then maybe some little kid's finding out daddy's not coming home, you know.
Hicks struggled after leaving the military. He went to school on the GI Bill, but couldn't find direction. He missed feeling the sense of purpose he found in the military, he says. He had depression and PTSD and started getting mental health care at the VA, but it wasn't enough. This past summer, Hicks says, he had a bit of a breakdown.
I was pretty well and truly devoid of hope. Just all of it was kind of crashing down on me, and I realized, like, I'm either gonna pull myself out of this or I'm gonna die in it.
He finally took out a business card he had been carrying around in his wallet for more than 2 years. It was from a veteran he knew who's an outreach worker at Home Base. That's how the center connects people to its services, veteran to veteran. Hicks was able to get into Home Base's 2-week intensive clinical program not long after he made that call, because unlike most mental health programs around the country, it has space. Licensed clinical social worker Laura Harward co-directs the intensive program, which treats about 400 veterans and active service members from around the country every year.
They do their whole 2 weeks of care, which is nearly a year's worth of therapy, about 70 hours of care. They do that all together as a group of 10 to 12 people. And that can make a really big difference in, one, just reconnecting with other people who have been through something similar, and two, validating and normalizing what they've each been through as well.
The vets don't spend a penny. All of the services, even those not covered by insurance, are free, mostly funded by philanthropy. They include daily group and individual therapy, some of it specifically for PTSD or traumatic brain injury. Vets learn how to identify warning signs for when suicidal thoughts might intensify and how to follow a safety plan. And a family member or friend joins them for several days to learn how to support them.
Good, Brian, straight arms.
But it isn't all therapy and tough stuff. Home-based clinicians say clients experience more healing when their whole body is part of the picture. So there are Tai Chi, yoga, nutrition, and fitness classes. On this day, veterans who take part in the Warrior Health and Fitness Program do a workout routine led by licensed athletic trainers.
Coming down to about quarter to three-quarters of a squat, and then come back up.
Okay. Just do one side and then another side.
Army Reserves veteran Ryan Campbell of Medford says working out here, people get him and give him structure. That's important as he confronts anxiety he says was exacerbated after he deployed to Iraq.
You can feel overwhelmed and, you know, not want to be in crowds of people, like that kind of stuff. But I find when I work out, you know, that a lot of that just goes away.
The director of the health and fitness program, Army veteran Ryan Vanderweet, understands that feeling.
Fitness and wellness has ultimately, in many ways, saved my life. It was the only thing I really had an opportunity to turn to when I got out, and I know the power of it.
Vanderweet says some vets who enter the fitness-specific program at home base aren't yet ready to address their PTSD or depression head-on. But exercising with military peers opens the door to that care.
Building the relationship and building the camaraderie between us and the veterans and the participants who come to this program is absolutely huge, because what we see is that the trust is starting to build. And we'll get calls and text messages saying, hey, I need help. Because now that they feel comfortable with letting us know this.
John Hicks is glad he made that call for help.
I still have my issues, but I'm dealing with them a lot better. And I feel hopeful towards the future, and that's something I haven't been able to say for years.
He says after going through the intensive program at home base, he felt a calling to help other vets. He sought out and got a job with the Wounded Warrior Project in Chicago and will move there soon. As for the inside of the mask, he's painted it a bright red, like the underside of our skin. And he's painted images of dark stitches sewn into it.
It's showing the damage. You know, it's showing what's been broken, so to speak, on the inside. But it's also the fact that it's stitched up is showing that it's been kind of attended to, that it's in the process of healing.
He hopes to pay that healing forward. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.